Hi everyone, my name is Mr. Barlow and welcome to episode 6 of the VCE Biology Podcast. This episode covers part of Unit 1, Area of Study 2, and I'll be talking about autotrophs and important biological processes like photosynthesis and nitrogen fixation. So in Area of Study 1, we mainly talked about cells and the way that cells functioned. But in Area of Study 2, we'll be talking about the way that whole organisms function. And organisms need several things to live and sustain life. They need energy, and they get that through ATP. Most of them need oxygen, and that's basically so cellular respiration or aerobic cellular respiration can take place. They need water and nutrients like carbohydrates, lipids, proteins, and vitamins. They also need to get rid of any wastes that they produce. And really importantly, organisms need to reproduce so that when they die, their offspring can carry on life or can carry on the life of that species. So if organisms don't reproduce, the species is dead. So all organisms require several common things. Now there are two main types of living organisms. There are autotrophs and there are heterotrophs. So autotroph means self-feeding, and autotrophs can either be photosynthetic, and that basically means they synthesize food from photo or light, or they can be chemosynthetic, so that basically means they make their own food from the energy derived from chemical reactions. Now the other type of organism, heterotroph, means other feeding, and basically what that means is that heterotrophs get their energy by either eating autotrophs, like eating plants, or by eating other heterotrophs, so other animals maybe. So generally eating other organisms. So there's autotrophs, and they make their own food, and heterotrophs, and they have to eat other organisms to get their food. Now, photosynthetic autotrophs trap light energy from the sun and use that energy to convert the inorganic molecules, carbon dioxide and water, into an organic molecule, glucose. And glucose is a molecule which contains lots of chemical energy. So basically they convert the energy from the sunlight into the chemical energy found in glucose. And this is basically done by a process called photosynthesis. Now, photosynthesis occurs in the chloroplasts of plant cells because chloroplasts have got a dye in them called chlorophyll, and that traps sunlight. So the full, the simplified chemical reaction for photosynthesis is carbon dioxide plus water goes to, in the presence of light, glucose plus oxygen plus water. So basically, plants consume carbon dioxide and water, and they produce glucose and oxygen and water. Now, in fact, plants also undergo cellular respiration, which is where the glucose is broken down to form ATP. So they do use up glucose and oxygen, but overall in a plant, more photosynthesis takes place than cellular respiration. So overall, plants do produce more oxygen via photosynthesis than they use up in cellular respiration. So yeah, plants actually produce oxygen, which is kind of handy for a great deal of other life on Earth. Now, although photosynthesis can be simplified as carbon dioxide plus water goes to glucose plus oxygen plus water, it can actually really be broken down into two stages. So there's a light-dependent reaction, and then there's a light-independent reaction in photosynthesis. So just quickly, they both occur in the chloroplast, but the light-dependent reaction, so needs light, what happens there is water is broken down into oxygen, and that's one of the products of photosynthesis, and it's also broken down into hydrogen ions and some ATP. And then in the light-independent reaction, the energy from the ATP is used to combine carbon dioxide with those hydrogen ions, and that forms glucose, which is an energy-rich molecule, as well as some water. So although we do simplify photosynthesis, there is actually a first stage, which is a light-dependent reaction, and then there's a second stage, which is a light-independent reaction. But yeah, overall, of course, it's carbon dioxide plus water goes to glucose plus oxygen plus water. So if plants don't perform photosynthesis, they die. So unsurprisingly, they're actually really good at photosynthesizing. And photosynthesis mainly happens in the leaves, and plants have actually got some fantastic structural adaptations so that the right amount of photosynthesis can take place for that plant. So generally, leaves are big and flat. They've got a big surface area. They face the sun so that lots of sunlight hits them because they need the light for the light-dependent reactions. And they're full of chloroplasts. That's why they're green. And so they've got lots of ways to help photosynthesis take place in the leaves. Obviously, different plants are different, but plants are very well adapted to perform photosynthesis. But plants actually do need to do more than photosynthesize. So they actually do need other nutrients. So one really important nutrient or element that plants need, and they need it for protein formation, is nitrogen. Now there's heaps of nitrogen in the air. Nearly 80% of all of the air on Earth is nitrogen. Unfortunately, plants can't use nitrogen in its atmospheric form. Animals can't, you can't either. So in fact, plants, and in fact all life on Earth, are really dependent on these bacteria called nitrogen-fixing bacteria. And these bacteria can convert the nitrogen in the air into a form that's usable by plants. And so then the plants can use that nitrogen to produce proteins and things like that. But those nitrogen-fixing bacteria, they are crucial for all life on Earth. So plants also need some minerals. They obviously need water to survive. Plants absorb both of these things through their roots. Minerals are found in the soil particles, which is where the roots are, so that's where they are. And water obviously arrives in the soil after it rains, or maybe if the plants are watered. And roots are also really well structurally adapted to absorb things. And that's because roots have got, a really high surface area to volume ratio, like leaves, so they can absorb things really efficiently. So minerals are absorbed into the roots via a process called active transport. So that means that when they go into the cells of the roots, energy is expended. And that's because, in fact, minerals are found in a higher concentration in the plant than they are in the soil. So the minerals have to go against the concentration gradient to get into the plant. And water enters the roots of a plant via a process of osmosis. So plants are autotrophs, and they need nitrogen and water and minerals to survive. And they also perform photosynthesis, and that converts inorganic molecules into organic molecules and converts the energy in light into the energy in glucose. And in fact, plants generally create more organic materials than they need. And then plants actually store that extra organic material, or the extra nutrients or food, in the parts of the plant that we eat. So for example, a potato plant stores its extra nutrients in the bit that we call a potato. And that brings episode 6 of the VC Biology Podcast to a close. I'm Mr. Barlow, and thanks for listening.